top U.S. commander in the Pacific, warning about the threat of China.
And now, boycott the Beijing Games.
We are hit.
Fact.
By the virus that came from China.
The Chinese Communist Party is imposing forced sterilization and abortions on Uyghurs and other minorities in Western China.
The repressive regime in fact does not recognize individual freedom to worship, speak freely, petition the government. Fact.
The Chinese Communist Party's brutality affects the rest of the world too.
Fact. Dominating America means defeating us economically. Fact. And to advance that goal, they're infiltrating American educational institutions.
We're heretofore, it was almost exclusively made in foreign lands, in particular China.
Fact.
I think our conventional deterrent is actually eroding in the region. It's because of
China's secrecy.
The vast advances that the Chinese have undertaken in both terms of capacity over the last 20 years.
Fact.
And then in the next few years, the improvements they'll make in their capabilities as well.
Fact.
Where, ironically, this virus and others came
from. Now, one estimate puts the number of Chinese students studying in the United States at a staggering
350,000.
Allowed it to spread all over the world.
189 countries.
Fact.
China must be held.
Joe Biden claims that, you know, America's back and he wants to be the world leader. Well, if that's really true, he should start by announcing a boycott of the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing and then convince our allies in Europe and elsewhere to join the boycott. Fact. 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 Fact.
Frankly, there has been so much fabrication so far. So I cannot.
But you know that that's not fabricated, Ambassador, right?
I think it's very unfortunate. It's immoral to take advantage of any particular family situation and manipulate. This is not true journalism. It's very unfortunate for CNN.
This is not true journalism.
When the Olympic Committee let Hitler host the 1936 Games in Berlin,
culturally, there are different norms in each country. And their leaders are expected to follow.
Welcome to the Take Flight Teaching Podcast. I know this is a different intro than usual, but I had to address something. Joe Biden probably said it best out of all those quotes, and it's that each culture has its own norms, its different values, and its different way of doing things. The West has its own European-based thing. Well, China has been around for 4,000 years or more, so sometimes they sit back and watch our society as it's developing and laugh at it, even though we call them a developing country. Now, the rhetoric that was portrayed through Fox News, Donald Trump, CNN News, these are all things that are all combining to create this paranoia of China. Now, I'm a person that has lived in China, where fear, rhetoric of fear, the war between other countries, government issues, they're not pushed into your face like in America. America seems obsessed with politics, and the media uses it as a way to steer us and steer opinions of how we feel about China. One example of this, it's all over social media, the rhetoric. From Eva Dow, she made a post from the Washington Post, and it said, China has gone into a soft form of food rationing nationwide as UN warns of worst global food crisis in 50 years. Everyone from Alibaba's Jack Ma to elementary students under pressure to comply. Some restaurants switch to half portions, others issue fines. I don't know how many videos and vloggers you could find living in China right now. And from my own experience, it'll tell you that food is abundant everywhere. It's all these people do all day long. And this is over a billion people, like three times the amount that America has. And their nation is keeping them fed. As far as the lady saying religious persecutions, they're not a nation ran by religion, maybe such as a Muslim nation where there are persecutions that way. There are churches in China. There are Christians in China. If you cause too big of a ruckus and riot and do anything to disrupt the government or harm somebody, you'll be reprimanded. But wouldn't that happen in any country? I mean, CNN is popping up on my newsfeed constantly every day with talks of China's mass for surveillance and how many cameras there are. Well, if you look at the U.S., first off, we have cameras in our phones that they can get warrants to view at any time. Then you have cameras in almost every store. And now people are starting to get home security systems with cameras pointing out their front door, which can also be used in criminal cases or as evidence. So how is that not mass surveillance? I mean, you can call it under a different name, but it's still the same thing. We're still being monitored. We're not in the elites. As George Carlin stated, it's a big party, and we're not invited. This is stuff on the governmental stage, and it's used to steer the public. If I listened to the mainstream media, I would have never taken my trip to China to see that they are some of the most friendly people that I've ever encountered. I've eaten some of the most best tasting food that I've ever tasted. Blows American food out of the water. Now, as far as the communist government being so strict, every regulation I saw put in place in China was truly for the safety of the people. We in America are an individualistic nation that causes a lot of selfishness and greed and a lot of misery for a lot of people. Well, China is very harmonious, homogenous, and they try to keep life very peaceful, and it is. I know there are just directions, but there could be no better way to describe the cultures of China and America and their differences, because they are East and West and complete opposites. When you are living in China, you feel the electricity and the rhetoric of fear, especially, and paranoia completely slide off your back. And they have a way, call it communist and restrictive if you want, but in every city, there are plenty of means for the people, average people, to feel rich and do affordable commodities and enjoy affordable things like spas and massages and entertainment and good food. And in my opinion, it's an overall happier and united society than the United States. I mean, Sean Rain, founder of CMR. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but he lives in Shanghai. And he tweeted recently, October 4th, 2020, on Twitter, at Sean Rain, R-E-I-N. He says, I find it depressing I have to post videos of me in supermarkets and restaurants to prove there's food on shelves and people can order what they want because media sites like Washington Post and The Hill lie about food situations in China. Lying media deserves large blame for U.S., Australian, and Chinese tension. And that is the point of my podcast, is that all of this is false. All of this is created. And it's a fear that sits in people's minds that know better. I find this class has helped me see that the media is a bigger enemy to society than I ever could imagine before. And every time I see these type of fallacies and biased arguments, it really disgusts me because I plan on returning to China, regardless what the media says, because I know how they treat people who accept their culture. They're not about xenophobia, they're not about racism, and they certainly aren't about violence. So I just want all of the wrong media attention to go away. For all of the Chinese listeners listening to the podcast and new listeners, give you a Chinese welcome, a da jia hao, and a ni hao. But I want to give a warm goodbye, and thank you for listening to this rhetorical analysis of Chinese fear-mongering by the United States media and my version of the truth with other people's version of the truth. Thanks for listening. This is John Melton, signing out.